Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does the Book of Mormon give the impression that they were already indigenous people here when Lehi arrived 600 years before Christ? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are going through a statement that has been put on LDS.org. This was posted the very last day of January 2014, titled Book of Mormon and DNA Studies, where the Mormon Church, I guess you could say, has been kind of forced into giving an explanation as to why the DNA doesn't support the claims made in the Book of Mormon when it comes to this idea that there is no Semitic DNA that has been found that would support the Book of Mormon narrative. The Mormon Church is now allowing for some of these alternate understandings that traditionally in Mormonism have not been embraced. But yesterday we cited Anthony Ivins, who was a member of the First Presidency and back in General Conference back in April 1929, he made a statement that seems to give the impression that certainly the door is open for other people other than those of the House of Israel to have been here in the Western Hemisphere when Lehi arrived. And so what was the quote that they actually cited here, Eric?
He cautioned, "We must be careful in the conclusions that we reach. The Book of Mormon," and then there's an ellipsis, "does not tell us that there was no one here before them, the peoples it describes. It does not tell us that people did not come after," end quote.
Now, that statement actually goes on. If you look up his conference message from April 1929, and it's in the book, Conference Reports, if you were to look it up, Conference Reports, April 1929, and it goes on. It says, "And so," this is Ivan speaking, "and so if discoveries are made which suggest differences in race origins, it can very easily be accounted for, and reasonably, for we do believe that other people came to this continent. 1,000 years had elapsed from the time the Book of Mormon closed until the discovery of America, and we know that other people came to America during that period." Now, that's an incredible quotation that the Mormon Church decided to quote. But what I find fascinating is that really seems to be, from my study of this subject, a minority position. But it's a very convenient position for the Mormon Church to hold on to now because the evidence is stacked against them. And the traditional understanding of what was here in the Western Hemisphere when Lehi's colony came across the ocean and eventually landed here. One thing they don't seem to bring out in this that they don't really explain is that there was a passage in the Book of Mormon that I think goes against the grain of what Anthony Ivins was trying to teach. And that's found in 2 Nephi, chapter 1.
Yeah, starting at verse 8, it says, "And behold, it is wisdom that this land should be kept as yet from the knowledge of other nations. For behold, many nations would overrun the land, that there would be no place for an inheritance." Verse 9, "Wherefore I, Lehi, have obtained a promise, that inasmuch as those whom the Lord God shall bring out of the land of Jerusalem shall keep his commandments, they shall prosper upon the face of this land, and they shall be kept from all other nations, that they may possess this land unto themselves. And if it be so that they shall keep his commandments, they shall be blessed upon the face of this land, and there shall be none to molest them, nor to take away the land of their inheritance, and they shall dwell safely forever."
Okay, now you're reading from 2 Nephi, chapter 1, starting with verse 8.
Yes.
And that is really, I think, the defining verse. It's very clear that it seems like when Lehi gets here, it was God's decree that no other nation would know about their existence, that there wouldn't be anyone else here, that God, in fact, would hide them from others, as it says, "For behold, many nations would overrun the land, and there would be no place for an inheritance." If you're going to believe that there's no genetic evidence for these people because of what they call genetic drift, in other words, the genetic gene pool was so diluted through intermarriage and such, it sounds like what took place actually conflicts with what 2 Nephi 1:8 is trying to tell us. Now notice, it talks about this land being kept from other nations. Now let me read to you a statement from President George Q. Cannon, who was a member of the first presidency under Brigham Young. This is what Cannon said: "America kept hidden by Lord." That's the subtitle. "The knowledge of it was completely hidden, as completely as if it did not belong to our globe. Navigators sailed to and fro, but through the long centuries that elapsed from the confusion of tongues at the Tower of Babel, when the inhabitants of the earth were scattered, until the time that Columbus, inspired of God, went from court to court pleading with the governments of nations to give him the means to penetrate the ocean and find what he supposed was the Indies. During all that time, the knowledge of this land was kept from all nations of the earth." Notice the time span. Anthony Ivins, in his quote, says 1,000 years had elapsed from the time the Book of Mormon closed until the discovery of America, and we know that other people came to America during that period. Now, maybe he's thinking in his head the Vikings. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's about AD 1000. But we find here where George Q. Cannon is saying that between the time of the Tower of Babel, and that would, of course, point to the Jaredites in the Book of Mormon narrative, when the inhabitants of the earth were scattered, until the time that Columbus, inspired of God, went from court to court pleading with the governments of nations to give him the means to penetrate the ocean and find what he supposed was the Indies. There's your time span, according to George Q. Cannon, that nobody would have known about this place. And we get the impression, based on what George Q. Cannon is saying, that if words have any meaning at all, America was kept hidden by the Lord. And the reason being is, if it wasn't kept hidden by the Lord, they would be overrun, as it says in 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 8, "For behold, many nations would overrun the land, that there would be no place for an inheritance." That sounds pretty clear to me. Am I missing something?
Well, no,
this?
Cannon then is taking 2 Nephi 1 as if that really did happen, that they were faithful, that there would be no place for inheritance for anybody else except for these ancestors of Lehi.
He's not the only one that held that position. LeGrand Richards, in his book A Marvelous Work and a Wonder, on page 131, he said, "Columbus had not received the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost, but the time had come, as seen by Nephi over 2,000 years before, when the land of America, which God had hidden from the eyes of other nations," and I need to point this out, he has in parentheses, see 2 Nephi 1:8. See 2 Nephi 1:8. Now let me go back. "Which God had hidden from the eyes of other nations should be prepared to receive the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ." So what LeGrand Richards is saying in his book A Marvelous Work and a Wonder, page 131, is basically the same exact thing that George Q. Cannon said decades before, that God was going to keep this land hidden from other people. And that's not what the Mormon Church is telling us today. But that's not the only quote.
Yeah, here's another one from Ezra Taft Benson, The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, page 576.
And I think we might mention that Ezra Taft Benson was the 13th president of the Mormon Church. And even though Anthony Ivins had a high position in the church, being a member of the first presidency, I would think most Mormons would agree that the prophet of the Mormon Church trumps a member of the first presidency lower than himself.
He said this, "The Book of Mormon chronicles the rise and fall of two mighty civilizations in America, that failed to give heed to this decree and thus met with destruction. The Book of Mormon declares that God deliberately kept the American continent hidden until the Holy Roman Empire had broken up and the various nations had established themselves as independent kingdoms. Keeping America hidden until this time was no accident. And in parentheses, would you believe it, Bill? See 2 Nephi 1:8. End quote.
So he also is pointing to 2 Nephi 1:8 to support the position that America was kept hidden from other nations, that, as he states, there was no one here. And, you know, I've talked with Mormons, and in fact, in one particular I was talking to, who said that he was always taught that when Lehi got here, there was nobody here.
Right.
And I'm sure there's probably a lot of Mormons listening to us right now that have probably been told that very thing, that when Lehi arrived around 600 years before Christ, that there was no one here on this Western Hemisphere, that they were by themselves.
Ezra Taft Benson also said in a general conference in 1987, in the fall, in October 1987, reported in the Ensign on page 4 of the November issue, he said, "For centuries the Lord kept America hidden in the hollow of his hand until the time was right to unveil her for her destiny in the last days. Quote, it is wisdom that this land should be kept as yet from the knowledge of other nations," end quote, said Lehi, "for behold, many nations would overrun the land, that there would be no place for an inheritance," end quote. And guess what that was from? 2 Nephi 1:8.
That's what he has in the parentheses, folks. 2 Nephi 1:8.
In the Lord's due time, his spirit, quote, wrought upon, end quote, Columbus, the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and others to come to America. They testified of God's intervention in their behalf. See 1 Nephi 13:12 through 13. The Book of Mormon records that they humbled themselves before the Lord, and the power of the Lord was with them. 1 Nephi 13:16.
What do we see by this? We see that in times past, the Mormon Church was teaching this idea that when Lehi arrived in 600 BC, there was no one here to greet him. That is not the position that the Mormon Church is taking today. They are reversing their position on that, which I think puts into question 2 Nephi 1:8, which is what these leaders are citing.
As well as the authority of these people that we've quoted here today, including a president of the church.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Kriegel Publishers' new book, Answering Mormons' Questions, written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. Included is a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. This is a great resource for those who want to share their Christian faith. Answering Mormons' Questions is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or at mrm.org. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the Seven Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org.